But first today, the federal opposition leader Tony Abbott is coming under more pressure to apologise for appearing to endorse slogans at yesterday's anti-carbon tax rally that referred to the Prime Minister as Bob Brown's bitch. Mr Abbott says he regrets that a few protesters went, as he put it, over the top. But he added that he understood why people feel so strongly about the issue, saying that the Prime Minister has broken a clear promise. The opposition also seized on a report which it says is proof that the coalition's carbon policies are superior to the government's. In Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The carbon tax debate's generating a lot of heat and the government's pointing its finger at Tony Abbott. Labor backbencher Andrew Lee.
Words like witch, bitch, suggestions of fraudulent criminals, organisations like the League of Rights, One Nation, the Citizens Electoral Council, these are groups that are on the far fringes of Australian politics and groups with which Mr Abbott is seeking to associate himself.
The Climate Change Minister Greg Combe says it was inappropriate for the opposition leader to stand in front of some placards at the rally.
I think he needs to apologise for being associated with it and completely dissociate himself from it.
But Tony Abbott says he understands why people are so angry.
Naturally, I regret that, but I can understand why people feel very passionate. Let's face it, this is a Prime Minister who told us before the election that there will be no carbon tax under the government I lead. Now she wants to put a carbon tax through the Parliament without first seeking a mandate.
The Liberal MP Don Randall says one protester was repeatedly asked to take down their homemade sign.
And he wouldn't take it down, so, you know, it's very hard to control a sort of group of people like that that are running hot on passion.
Other coalition MPs say this is a classic case of pot and kettle. Senators Simon Birmingham and Julian McGorran.
I remember very well the Howard years. I remember the many different protests, and I remember the phrases that were used, phrases like Jackboot Johnny, to describe the former Prime Minister. They were phrases trying to link him, of course, to issues like the Nazi regime during World War II.
I've been in this place when demonstrations have been organised by the unions out the front, where they've smashed through the front doors of this place, knocked over and seriously injured a policewoman, at cursing and swearing in the front halls of this place whilst they're doing it. And several of those demonstrators subsequently have been elected to Parliament, and one of them sits in the Senate today.
On the policy front, the Grattan Institute's provided a draft report on government emissions reductions programs. It's found grant tendering programs should be scaled back as they're highly inefficient. It says only an economy-wide carbon trading scheme can achieve the scale and speed of carbon emissions reductions required for Australia to meet its 2020 commitments. The Climate Change Minister, Greg Combe.
What it is a clear and unequivocal statement that a market mechanism to introduce a carbon price is the best public policy response if we wish to reduce our pollution and tackle climate change.
But the opposition's climate change spokesman, Greg Hunt, begs to differ.
This report is a disaster for the government because it highlights the fact that the worst climate change policies we have had were the home insulation program and the green loans program. It highlights the fact that the best climate change policy Australia has had, in addition to energy efficiency, is the New South Wales approach of providing incentives. And that system is the very model upon which the coalition's approach of a direct action market mechanism is based.
You say it's disastrous for the government, but it's disastrous for the coalition. It's pretty damning about the sorts of programs that you're proposing.
With great respect, I don't agree with your characterisation either of the report or of our program.
With respect, it says that government tendering programs indicate they're unable to deliver abatement with any substantial scale or speed. It's talking about direct action type measures that you're proposing.
Our approach is to create a market-based mechanism centred around incentives to reduce emissions rather than relying on a production tax, which is an electricity and petrol tax of $300 per annum or 6.5 cents per litre for a family.
The Productivity Commissioner says it can't easily compare international abatement measures with what Australia's planning to do. How do you respond to that?
The Productivity Commission is basically saying that the evidence that the Prime Minister is attempting to use from around the world is dodgy.
The Productivity Commissioner, though, says basically what they've been asked to do is compare apples with oranges. Isn't that what this is all about?
It is actually absolutely the case that the Productivity Commission was never given the right remit, and this was what I said at the time.
On the carbon tax price, the new Treasury Secretary Martin Parkinson concedes the starting price will be $26 a tonne or higher. The admission came in a Senate inquiry in answer to a question from Coalition Senator Matthias Cormann.
In the CPRS, it was $26 a tonne for 2012-13, wasn't it? So that's the floor then.
If you are still trying to achieve the same target and you start later and you have not done, in the case we've got in Australia, that you have now a bigger wedge to address, then everything else being equal, and that is the important caveat, then the price will be no less and probably a little higher.
That's the new Treasury Secretary, Martin Parkinson, ending that report by Sabra Lane in Canberra.